versatile. Their versatility is amazing. They're able to run the ball, but then they also put you in situations where they can spread you out, and they look for those matchups. So we face a lot of similar teams this year. It's a good thing for us, so we're familiar with these type of running backs. And so they're going to try to exploit us, try to, figure out a mismatch, whether it's a running back on a defensive back, running back on a linebacker. They're going to try to see how you adjust, and we have to be ready and prepare for that. I would just say the media day was interesting yesterday. You get asked a lot of questions, a lot of interesting questions, some pertaining to the game, some not. So that was a good experience for me. And ultimately, it was fun. It was fun, man. And we're all enjoying this. We worked hard to get here, and I'm just embracing the moment.
Bronco is such a physical freak. How do you simulate him?
It's hard to simulate that. Early on in the year, we tried to simulate Russell Wilson, and we had receiver Greg Ward out there running around, scrambling, but it's hard to duplicate it. You just have to prepare well. Trust that the guys on the scout team are doing a good job. We have a tight end, Billy Brown, who's physical. So we've been asking them, man, hey, be physical with us. You know, at the top of the routes, don't worry. We're trying to do whatever it takes to win. And they do a good job. Our scout team is probably one of the best in the league, and a good reason why, for our success on defense, because they give such a great look. So I'm looking forward to it this week and getting out there tomorrow and seeing what those guys can do. I just envision myself just making the plays that come my way. Honestly, not doing anything legendary at all. Just being, who I am, and just playing my role and doing it the best way that I can. I think if I do that, then that puts us in a good chance to win. But there's no, I don't envision myself making, the biggest play or making a Malcolm Butler type of play. Just going out there and just playing ball. It's just part of our daily preparation. We start the week off, and just like every other team, we go through the week and we go first, second down, third down, and within those meetings, those are things that he mentions. And so from there, us as players, we have to go back and study that, see if things match up on film, and it could just give us a jump on some plays.
Are there particular things week to week, even if the opponent changes, that he harps on, that he goes ahead and makes sure that you guys are aware of?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, he does a good job. He's a smart coach, and I think that's the primary reason for our success is because of Jim and because of the other coaches, that we have in this organization. But then it's one thing, for us for them to give us that information, but it's one thing for us to go out there and apply it, and we do a good job at getting the information, but also applying it out there on the field. Yeah.
He's from my hometown. I've known him since he was a baby.
Yeah.
Talk about that. That's unbelievably hard.
Yeah. Nate is a good player, a good young talent that we brought in. And he's here for a reason. He's done a tremendous job for us on special teams. And it's hard, for someone to play the safety position, come in, and now, from day one be asked to play linebacker. But that's how this league is changing, man. It's evolving into that. A lot of linebackers are former safeties. And so it's a great addition for us, to have someone like Nate who has experience playing safety and is able to cover tight ends but also, tackle. And so he's done a good job with his role this year, and I'm excited what he can do come Super Bowl with his special teams unit.
Will you repeat that? I missed it.
How much does it mean to you to be here in the Super Bowl after saying that when you signed with the Eagles, I know you said there was a moment of the emotion, like,
yeah.
Now this, what does this mean?
Yeah, it means everything. You work so hard to get to this point in time in your career. You never know when your time is going to come. And it took me 6 years to get here, to get my first chance at a playoffs. And now my first playoff game was versus Atlanta, and now I'm sitting here, on the podium at the Super Bowl. It's a blessing, honestly. And just to see that my decision held true. And I believed in my heart that this team was going to be something special. And I just trusted in the man above. And I'm here now. And I only got one more thing to do. And that's come Sunday night, be there standing on that stage as world champions.